Happy New Year to you all. And I'm sure we all hope that we will have probably a better one than last year.
Would be nice.
If they can conquer the virus, that will help. The Lord has still been good to us. I think we need to admit that. I know for me, a difficult time, if I had not had faith, I wouldn't have been in good shape. Put it that way. So, yes, God is good, and it's He that's going to lead us into the new year. It's good to have Brian back, have Bruce back.
Hello,
Brian. He's here all the time. Well, Brian, he's been holding the phone. Anyway, no, thank you, Bruce. It's good to have you. And we'll continue praying that you have a full recovery, all right?
Yeah.
It's good to have Richard back. And don't take this the wrong way, Richard, but even greater when you bring
Yeah. No, I agree.
When you bring that woman you live with. Yeah.
I think Robert might have something to say about that. Right, so we're going to begin with Lift High the Cross.
By the cross on which they
Almighty and most powerful and loving God, we come to you this morning to praise you, to pray to you, to hear your voice, and to receive your blessing. You are indeed a wonderful God, and you have done so much for each one of us. And we are glad and happy to put our lives into your hands. We ask, Lord, that you would help us, that we might always shine for you, that we might share your love with others, particularly those who do not know you. Lord, help us to be good ambassadors in the communities in which we live. We thank you for your world, dear Lord. We know it's your will that there should be harmony and peace throughout the world. And so we want to pray for the leaders of all the different nations, for all those who are in authority. Lord, give to them your wisdom. They need that wisdom. They need you, Lord, to give them the push to do what is right in your sight. Lord, we pray for our local area. We pray for our own country. We pray for our royal family. We pray for our Queen. Lord, we know that as she gets on in age, that, Lord, things might become more difficult for her. But we thank you for her loyalty. We thank you for the way that she has stood by her promise from the very beginning. And we pray that you would protect her at all times. Be with all the royal family. Be with all the members of Parliament. Be with all the members of the House of Lords. Give to them all your wisdom and the desire to follow your way. Lord, we know that in many places there are many problems. We know, Lord, that we've been going through in the world this horrible panic thing, this infection, the COVID, different sections of it, like the new one now from South Africa. Lord, we pray that you would give all those who are working to end that pandemic, that you would give them the ability and the knowledge to know how exactly to deal with it. We thank you for those who have worked hard, like scientists and politicians and many other people, to find a solution. And Lord, we pray that as we enter this new year, that ways will be found. But Lord, in the meantime, we pray that you would help all people to accept the advice and the restrictions that may be imposed on us as we enter this year. Lord, help us to be sensible. Help us to look after our family and friends. Help us to look after the people in our community, the people who serve us in so many different ways. We can do this, Lord, by accepting the advice that we are given. And although, Lord, we might feel that here we are a small church, Lord, at least we know how to distance. We know how to accept the reservations that we're given. But Lord, we might find it hard. And yet, Lord, when we look at what is being done for us, we need to be full of joy and full of thankfulness and full of praise. We thank you for our surgeons, for our consultants, for our doctors, for our nurses. We thank you for all those who work for the NHS. We thank you for carers. Lord, there are so many people that we owe so much to, and we pray that you would protect them. And Lord, all those kind of people are being supported by volunteers. Yes, Lord, we would thank you for our police force, our ambulance service, our fire service. Lord, we know that there is much help being given from all of those organizations. And Lord, even the Red Cross and many other organizations are helping us as a country at this time. So Lord, we pray that you would be with them. We pray that you would give us victory over this horrible virus. We pray for our own area, the communities in which we all live. Be with those who lead us in the council. Be with our leader here in Torquay. And be with his two councillors that are trying their hardest to find the place that we can call home in the future as a church. Lord, we thank you for all that's going on, and we want to give you the praise and the glory. We pray for our own family and friends. We pray for those people that we are concerned for. We pray for Ollie. We ask, Lord, that you would be her companion. She lives on her own. We pray that you would keep her safe, free from all viruses, and be her close companion. We pray for Jennifer, who now, without Paul, is living on her own and hopes to downsize and to take for her in those plans, Lord. We pray. We want to thank you that Bruce is back. He's gone through a very hard time, Lord. And we pray that you would continue to help his recovery. We pray, Lord, for John and Margaret, Bruce's parents. Lord, you know, they've had a hard time, not able to get out, but Lord, wherever they are and whatever their situation, we pray that you would be their close companion at all times. Keep them safe, Lord. May they be safe at home. May they enjoy your presence wherever they are. We pray for Dawn, Emma, and Hannah. Hannah now having her own apartment. Be with them all. Bless them. We thank you, Lord, for Ryan, his son now working away, and he is on his own. Be his companion, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Neil and Karen, who are having a very hard time. And because of what has happened, because of false accusations, Neil is now looking and applying for other positions. Lord, we pray that you would be with all Neil and Karen and their family need at this time. We pray, Lord, for Jean and Stuart. Lord, Stuart's having a very difficult time. And Lord, for those of us who felt pain recently, we've got perhaps only a little idea of what Stuart is going through. We want you to keep him safe, Lord. We want a miracle. We want at least some of that pain taken away. A real miracle would be for him to be relieved completely of it, Lord. Be with him. How we thank you for Jean and the fact that she is able to help him, to be there for him, Lord. And we ask that you would bless them and their home and their families. We pray for Graham. We pray particularly today for his brother, who's having a very hard time, rejected by his wife, and very much on his own. We pray, Lord, that you would be all that's needed in that wider family, that they may find a greater love or concern for each other. We pray, Lord, for Sarah. We pray for her family, for her friends, for her neighbors. Keep them safe, Lord. The Lord particularly, we pray for Sarah. She's been going through a difficult time, although she wouldn't complain. But Lord, we ask that you would be her constant companion, that you would be her healer, that you would be all that she needs. And Lord, we know that Richard hasn't found it easy in recent times. You know about problem with his sight. You know about other problems. And we just want to bring Richard to you. We thank you, Lord, for his service for you. We thank you for the gift of music that he has. Lord, we pray that you would keep him safe and you would continue to equip him to serve you. But Lord, we thank you that he lives with Robert and Jimmy, and they have been such good supporters to him. We pray for Robert and Jimmy. We pray for them and for their future. We pray for their family and friends, that you would be all that they might be, both at this time and in the future. Lord, we pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, we thank you for the way that you've kept us strong. Lord, we want to go on serving you until you call us home. And we pray that you would continue to use us in your service. Help us, Lord, not to seek to go our own way, but to walk with you in the path that you choose. So Lord, bless us all here today. We thank you for the help that we receive, and we pray, Lord, that you would be our constant companion. Be with our family and friends. Be with people that we haven't mentioned in prayer. You know who they are, Lord, and you know the prayer that we would want for. So, Lord, hear our private prayers and help us, Lord, that we might stay close to you at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's confirm that prayer by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, the light of your love is shining. In the midst of darkness, it shines upon us.
Set our hearts on.
hasn't had any warning except when she arrived this morning.
I forgot you had said that. The scripture this morning is taken from 1 John 1, verses 1 to 10. The incarnation of the word of life. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Light and darkness, sin and forgiveness. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
Thank you very much. As you come to the next song, you might say, oh, Bruce, he's chosen one that we don't know again. I certainly hope that Richard and Gilly know it.
We do, yeah. Used to sing this at church camps when I was
I thought it was so applicable to today's word from the Lord, so here it is, and I hope certainly by the chorus you can all join in. Can I tell you now, and you've probably heard this before, but I make no excuses for it. One thing that the lockdown did for me, which I feel was good, it may be worse for you, but when we couldn't meet together, when community, when Sunday praise, whatever it's called, comes on, 1:15 normally, I sang along with it, and I sang as loud as I could, and I enjoyed it. And I decided that when I come back, I'm not going to sing very quietly. I'm not going to mind. I'm going to let it come. Now, I'm told I can't sing, so sorry for you.
I can't. That's why I sit next to me.
I'm just as well. Yeah. You always put your mask on.
Let us make a joyful noise.
Colours of day dawn into night. The sun has come up. Night is behind, and I love the chorus. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door and let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show. Let the flame burn.
sweet talk is here. Let the word go. Tell the people of Jesus that it's not so. Open your eyes, look into the sky. The darkness has come, the sun came to die. The evening draws on, the sun disappears. Our Jesus is living, his spirit is near. The light of the fire, let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Make seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow. Jesus, that is the show. So light up the fire, let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Feed up his spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, that is the show.
Absolutely. I do know it after all. Right. January the 2nd, now we enter into a new year. So we have a new motto. The motto chosen, which comes from 1 John 1:7, slightly different in different translations, but here is the motto that we share. If we walk in the light as Jesus is in the light, we have fellowship, and I would say true fellowship, with him and one another. We walk in the light, as Jesus is in the light. We have fellowship with him and one another. We need to walk with Jesus in the light. Jesus is the light. We need to shine for him. And so, the message, God is light, God is love, and God is life. Three short points this morning. Number one, God is life. To have true fellowship with God, we must walk in the light and not in darkness. As we walk in the light, we will regularly want to confess our sins and claim through Jesus and all that his blood achieves for us, God's forgiveness. Because we all make mistakes, don't we? We all need God's help. We all need God's forgiveness. But, there could be two roadblocks which hinder our walk. I don't know about you, but especially if I'm driving, I hate roadblocks. And I think Graham here, if it's a diversion, I think he finds it very good.
Always get lost. I'll go around the same place about 10 times.
I find it better if you can. Sometimes a roadblock comes without any warning. But if you can find out first, then you can study the diversion before you get in the car and have those problems. But yes, I don't like roadblocks when I'm driving, but here there could be in our walk with Jesus two roadblocks which will hinder our walk, and here they are. A, falling in love with the world. If we fall in love with what the world wants and not what Jesus wants, then that's going to hinder our walk, of course. It's too easy to be tempted by what the world offers if we're not careful. Yes, Jesus wants good for us. He wants us to enjoy the world. He created it. But
But there are things in the world that could break our walk with Jesus. So that is one possible roadblock. Next one being, it's falling for the alluring, or if you want, like, the persuasive lie of false teachers. There are many false teachers around. One of the things that I feel strongly, if I'm going to share God's word, I've got to make sure that it's God's word. Not mine, but his. That it comes, it's based from his word, the Bible, the scriptures, as God has provided for us. And it's easy, you know, for some people to twist what is in here, to use it for various other games. There are false teachers, and many people are falling for what they say. I am thinking of someone recently I don't know where I got the information from. Might be from Bruce, but of someone who has been trying to see. Oh yes, I know. You may remember that while I was helping Willem Tasso from a distance, they found, or they were advised by a senior regional minister, that there was a chap called Theo who would be a good minister for them, and they called him. He came from Romania. He was a credited Baptist minister for the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and also for Romania. But before long, there was great trouble. And I've received an email only a few days ago from someone in Britain and has been trying to trace me because they heard that we had trouble in Fulham. In the end, she managed to find my email. And so he sent to me. And we were told that when we gave Theo an end to his contract, both to live in the manse and to be pastor of the church because of many more things he'd been doing. And in fact, he had asked for under law lighting. The church had said no, they couldn't afford it, but it was sent to Eton. Next thing they found out was that he'd ordered under law lighting. And he got all the floors up in all the rooms. And then he said, I can't live there anymore. Until the work's done, you're going to find me somewhere else. And that's when the deacons went to the house and found the mess. And they knew then that they got to terminate his ministry. But anyway, the one that I've got now, I was told that when we made him homeless, that the council would find him and his family somewhere to live. He had children. In that sense, we were concerned. And I was told he'd come to live in Hillingdon. Well, the email I've got now tells me that he got himself in as leader of a church in Leytonstone that was originally a Baptist church, but no longer. And he's got round one of the ladies in the church and persuaded her to sign that house, living the church house, over to him. Unfortunately, the lady's niece saw a problem and said, I'm sorry, but it's not yours because it has to be signed to you, not just by the lady, but by due trust needed. So that will stop that. He is still using funds for his own clinical studies, now got to look at that. And they want me to know what's happening still, and are there churches that I know in Stone that we want to know what he's doing. So I've replied to them.
It's gone back a while now, I remember.
Oh yes, it was on the top again. So, you know, we have to be careful about all this problem. And that man's a Baptist, well, he isn't a Baptist minister because he appealed against our termination, and we all had to go to a court case in London, and it was found in our favour and not his. I understand then that the Baptist Union in Great Britain took him off the regional list. I expect he's been telling everyone that he's either still on it or he's a regional, either he's been accredited minister or the main thing. But he is living by deceit. How can he be a minister of God's truth? He's not. And yet he is convincing people. He convinced that lady, this girl's aunt. Oh, she signed that. Unfortunately, the niece stepped in and stopped. So we've got to be careful of falling too far in love with the world. God wants us to be good. He wants us to live and like the world he's created. But there is a danger if we go for the world at the cost of our faith. And there is the failure, as they say, of listening and acting to false teachers, people who will convert God's word. Right, so God is light. We need to walk with him in that light. Two, God is love. As his children, we must walk in love. John says, if we do not love, we do not know God. That's the challenge. If we do not love, we do not know God. And we have to say this, love is much more than words. Love is revealed in actions. If you like, it's one way if I put it, it's giving, not getting. Biblical love is unconditional in its nature. Unconditional in its nature. That's the love we get from our Bible. Jesus showed that kind of love in his life, and we must follow it too. So, God is light, God is love. Finally, God is life. Yes, God is life. If we truly have fellowship with God, we must possess his quality of life. And you know, spiritual life, well, it begins with spiritual birth, which comes from having faith in Jesus. In other words, as we use the term, it's being born again. It's a completely new life. The old is gone. So we must walk in the light. That is our motto. We must walk in the light. We must, if you like, reveal him in our lives. And we must have his love available for all people to see his love working in us. So I give it to you again. It'll be on your service sheets for the next year. If we walk in the light, as Jesus is in the light, we have fellowship with him, that's why we follow him, and with one another. And you know, we need one another, don't we? I tell you now, I couldn't be the pastor here if I hadn't got the love and support of the fellowship. God uses people to work together to achieve his aims. So let us walk in the light and let us reveal that light to others. Amen. We'll be surprised, therefore, that our last song, Light of the World, you stepped down into darkness. You opened my eyes. Let me see the beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So we know the chorus well, I'm sure. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God. And you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Let us stand together, let us save grace, let us endorse our fellowship with God ever. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Amen.